Someone get a tourniquet.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiotakis. In this economic fallout, the jobs keep going away. The Labor Department reports 663,000 people lost work in March. The nation's unemployment rate is now 8.5%, the highest since 1983. The markets holding their own despite the news. Market's pretty much flat at this hour. The Dow is down about 0.33%. The NASDAQ down about 0.25% at this hour. And the S&P 500 shares down about 0.3% as well. So all less than 0.5%. European shares are mixed. The FTSE's down 1% late in trading there. And Asian shares closed mostly higher. All right. Let's explore those jobless numbers. Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson joins us from New York. Jeremy, unemployment and the Wall Street reaction, and of course, the Labor Department even revised the January numbers, too.
Yeah, the Labor Department had said that the economy lost 665,000 jobs in January. That's now been revised down to 741,000. Now, that is the worst monthly job loss since the 1940s. A lot of people are looking at that and saying maybe that's the bottom of the job losses because the last 2 months, if these numbers stand up, are not quite as bad. I just spoke with Dana Saporta, however, who's an economist with Dresdner Kleinwort here in New York, and she says the news of the numbers do have an effect on consumer confidence.
People will retrench if they feel that their jobs are insecure. Even if they still have a job and don't expect to lose a job, the natural reaction is to cut back on spending and increase savings.
And not to be a downer, Steve, but Dana Saporta says she expects these huge numbers to continue in the near term because a lot of layoff announcements haven't yet taken effect.
All right. Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson joining us from New York. Jeremy, thanks.
Sure.
Let's pause for a moment and be positive and say a recovery will soon be underway. How long will it take for employers to create all those new jobs? Here's Marketplace's John Dimsdale.
An economic turnaround doesn't always create employment. The last two recessions ended in jobless recoveries. John Challenger of the outplacement firm Challenger Gray & Christmas says at first, recession-wary business owners are more likely to hire temporary workers.
So what happens is you get companies that can much more accurately, on a just-in-time basis, really, hire the number of people for the amount of hours they need and really get the often very targeted expertise to their issues.
And this time, as baby boomers begin to retire, economic demographer Richard Hokanson says employers won't have to create as many jobs to keep unemployment low.
In contrast to what one hears in the media about 401ks becoming 201ks, the reality is the retirement trends still remain quite strong, and that's something that we expect to continue.
In previous recessions, Hokanson says the economy had to generate 150,000 jobs a month to recover. As more workers retire, he expects it'll only take half that many new jobs to bring down unemployment. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
You know, we've been hearing so much recently about lenders working to help homeowners avoid foreclosures, but it seems loan modifications are far from that silver bullet. This morning, a federal report shows nearly one in four, a quarter of those modifications in the fourth quarter, actually resulted in increased monthly payments. That can happen when lenders tack on fees or pass due interest to a loan and spread those payments out over 30 or 40 years. The analysis also shows fewer than half of the loan modifications made at the end of last year brought down mortgage payments by more than 10%.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build stronger customer relationships through email marketing. ConstantContact.com.
With more job losses and a stalled economy, these are the times of frugality. And this is a new sound of grocery shopping.
Well, here we've got a bag of potato chips. It's $3.49 retail, folks, right there on it. It's all fresh and in date. Somebody give me a dollar and a half, dollar and a quarter. Dollar bid, dollar and a quarter, dollar and a quarter.
Auctioneers have seen demand for other items drop. Not so much interest in baseball cards or jewelry anymore. What are people bidding on now? You just heard potato chips, candy bars, toilet paper. Kirk Williams owns Colonel Kirk's Auction Gallery near Bloomsburg, Pennsylvania. And when he held his first grocery auction last month, hundreds showed up. So, Mr. Williams, welcome. What gave you this idea?
Well, Steve, we were doing new merchandise auctions, and my consigners were bringing snacks and chips and candies and stuff like that, and they were doing very well at auction. So I said to my my haulers, gee, if you guys could bring, you know, frozen foods and meats and cheeses and cereals and stuff, I think we could have a grocery auction. So finally, after 3 years of kind of salting the oats, they decided to bring it all together, and now we're having grocery auctions.
But why an auction for groceries? I think of cars. I think of homes. Groceries?
Yes. Well, you know, there's a lot of groceries out there that are close-date merchandise that the warehouses have no idea how or where to get rid of them. And this is exactly what we're doing. We're taking frozen foods out of the frozen food warehouse, bringing it on a 10-degree below zero refrigerated truck right to the site and handing it out to the people. We're selling it right direct to the people.
So people believe they're getting a good deal on this. They're obviously okay to forego the dates, the best buy dates and all of that?
Well, a best buy date is merely a date when it's at its peak of freshness. For instance, let's go back 3-4 years ago where we only had best buy dates on milk, bread, and eggs. And now we have best buy dates on water. Now, come on. Now, we all know water doesn't expire at a certain date. It's not an expiration date. It's a best buy date.
So there's nothing unhealthy about this?
Absolutely not. We're all, you know, we're inspected by the Pennsylvania Department of Agriculture. You know, they've given us the green thumb on it, and we're good to go.
Sounds like this is a pretty good stimulus package for you. How lucrative is this for you?
Oh, it's wonderful. I mean, it's helped my auction business considerably. It's added additional auction staff. We go into an area, we'll rent fire halls and social halls and put money into the area also in their rentals as well as the food concessions. We're bringing together 300 to 400 people in auction.
Well, auctioneer Kirk Williams from Pennsylvania. Kirk, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
By the way, our website is always fresh. It never expires. Check us out at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiotakis. Thanks for being here. Have a very nice weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.